The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friend. This is Tuesday, December the 31st. It's New Year's Eve, 2013. And I was thinking, what could we do on New Year's Eve? And I invited a very wise man to be with us. In fact, he is so wise that he has had thousands and thousands and thousands of opinions on many different subjects, on everything throughout the years. I'm talking about Hank Waters, Columbia Daily Tribune. Thank Good to you, have Paul. You back with us, Hank. You have, what do you have, 360 opinions a year that you come up with?
Oh, I have many more than that. Those are only the ones I write about.
Yeah. But how many editorials have you written over the years?
Well, math is not my long suit, but I started writing editorials in April of 1966. Mm-hmm. And we have written about 360 a year, minus, say, maybe a total of 10 or so, for all those years. So yeah, how's your math?
It's thousands. Oh, it's thousands.
Over 15,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's astonishing, isn't it, that anybody knows much about that many things.
Do you ever worry about what am I gonna write about tomorrow?
No, I just read the news.
Yeah.
Something pops up.
Okay, so that's the way we'll do this interview today. We'll kind of reminisce a little bit about 2013. If I just throw some topics out to you, you'll give us your ideas?
Sure.
Okay, downtown development.
There has been some.
There's been a lot. There's been a lot. And now they're saying that we're at capacity.
Yeah, I think that's been really an interesting story to get halfway serious. The new big buildings that have been built downtown are all private enterprise. The student population of MU has driven that. And now the city leaders are saying that unless we get some infrastructure expansion, sewers, water, electricity, we are going to run out of the ability to support those kind of projects.
Okay, what's your opinion on that?
Well, I think that there's a general proposition that's true. You can't say that the next single building that's built would overtax the system to the point where they can't do it. But as a more general proposition and a serious one, we need to look ahead in that direction.
Do you see the city and the county and central Missouri growing at the same pace that it has been recently?
I don't know about the whole area. I don't think the same pace necessarily. The downtown and the city growth has been primarily a phenomenon of the student population.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's going to continue, from what I read and hear, quite at the same rate in the years to come. But MU has an advantage recently and may still have that for a while in its relative price competition.
Yeah.
It's reasonable and people are coming from farther and farther away, so that may continue for a while.
Okay. What about the Columbia Regional Airport? Now, I know you have some very strong opinions there.
Whenever I fly out of Columbia, I like to use the Columbia Regional Airport.
Yeah, you do. But well, now, the boardings have increased leaps and bounds the past year.
I think that we may have come to a tipping point. I hope so. As you said, the boardings are up, and Americans announced a new flight, another flight to Chicago.
Starting in April. I think it's April 2nd.
Yes, and Chicago is a popular destination. The next big move, I think, would be a flight out west. They have Dallas, but Denver, I think, is even a better jumping-off point for the west.
Do you see our Columbia Regional Airport becoming a real powerhouse for Central Missouri in the near future?
Well, I think it's a powerhouse already to the degree that the service is good. There's a demand. If we had direct flights from Columbia that were within $100 or so of being competitive with driving to St. Louis, we'd already be using more and more. Mm. I don't know how that's going to develop, but the more volume will help.
Okay. Let's touch real quick on healthcare, a lot of controversy on that last year. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen in 2014?
Well, you're talking about the Affordable Health Care Act, maybe. Mm-hmm. I think the longer it goes, the more people will accept it. It's certainly needed in a large sense. This country is behind the rest of the world in the development of universal affordable care. And we can see in other developed countries how to do it. I mean, every other country that's like us has lower costs and better outcomes, but it's a big change, so it's going to take a while.
It's a very big change. And probably the more people learn about it, the more accepting it's going to become.
I think so. And there's benefit to it all around. And already major players, business groups, healthcare delivery groups, doctors and hospitals have generally agreed that we need to do it.
Okay. We're almost out of time, Hank, but there is a very special event coming up on Saturday. Well, actually, this coming Saturday, January 4th.
Mm-hmm. That's
yes,
right.
Yeah, yeah, Hank, listen to me. It's this coming Saturday.
My calendar works not very good.
Right. It's this coming Saturday, January the 4th. Your good friend and my good friend, Irene Haskin, they're having a special award night and birthday celebration for the late Irene Haskin.
Yep.
What's going to happen? This is with Sutu Forte.
And Sutu will put on a show. Bill Clark will be there. You'll be there as the master of ceremonies.
Well, James and I are going to be.
You and James.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go watch it.
Well, you're not going to be a part of it?
I don't think so. Irene used to inveigle me on stage, but I don't know that you can do that.
And Irene used to always go on about how cheap you were with
her. Well, she was right.
You never paid her enough.
Now that she's gone, I can look back on her with a little more fondness. I used to bristle at those comments the way she.
Oh, you did
me.
Not.
Well,
you did not. Yeah, you were you're a good friend of hers, and she thought the world of you.
Oh, we loved each
she
other.
She thought
I think.
The world. But this actually, asking for people to write humor columns.
I'm very familiar with that aspect, but I see that they're going to do that. That's
interesting. They're looking for contestants to write humor columns. And then for singers.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah,
my
big
Lord.
Band singers. And then apparently they're going to be judged. I don't know who's going to judge it.
I don't either, but it's worth going to see, isn't it?
Yeah, it's this coming Saturday night.
At
the Grand Cru, and we're going to have clips of Irene Haskin singing on Pepper and Friends and on Radio Friends.
Oh, good. You've got more clips than anybody of Irene.
Oh, we do. I think we do.
You are the world repository of Irene history.
She sang on our show all the time.
That's right. That's right. She loved it.
And so if you have an opportunity to come, but I think you have to get your tickets in advance.
Do you?
You have to buy. Wait, the Tribune is doing this. You should know it.
I know. I thought I might sneak in the back door.
You have to get your tickets in advance at the Tribune.
That's right.
At the
I
Tribune
saw that.
Office.
Yes, that's
box,
right.
I want to say the Tribune box office.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
So you have to come in. It'll be this coming Saturday at the Grand Cru, 5:30. Sutu Forte and the whole group, James and I, will be emceeing it. And there'll be some good singers and good comedy writers. Hank Waters, thank you so much for coming by today.
Enjoyed it. Always enjoy it.
Always a pleasure having you here, and I'll get you back in 2014.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes. And thank you for joining us today. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Sifan O'Young, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.